This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 199 for Thursday, December 24th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning, taking back some of yesterday's losses as investors square positions in thin trade ahead of the Christmas holidays. Canola is up $2 to nearly $5. The most active March contract, it's up $3.70 at $624.50 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided spillover support, as did ongoing concerns over tightening supplies. The general technical uptrend remains in place, but analysts cautioned that activity could turn volatile as volumes thin out over the next week. The canola market will close early today and remain closed through Monday for Christmas and Boxing Day, reopening Tuesday. The U.S. markets will also close early ahead of Christmas, but reopen a day earlier on Monday. Scale-up farmer hedges and profit-taking at the highs did pressure canola values to some extent. The Canadian dollar is a bit firmer to start the day. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, as is corn, while wheat is narrowly mixed. Soybeans touched fresh contract highs once again, although the advances were a bit more subdued today as prices backed away from larger overnight gains. The March contract up 5 cents now at $12.65 per bushel. An ongoing labor dispute in Argentina, slowing exports out of that country, remained supportive, as the strike action has now gone on for over 2 weeks and will likely continue for the foreseeable future. Mixed South American weather conditions kept some caution in the market, while Brazil should get some more rain over the next few days. Dry areas of Argentina continue to miss out on precipitation. Corn, it found spillover support from the gains in beans, but lacked any real fresh news of its own. The March contract up a penny at $4.48 per bushel. Positioning ahead of the holiday weekend is a feature. Wheat, it is narrowly mixed. The March Chicago contract down 3 cents at $6.27 per bushel. Kansas City holding steady, down only a quarter cent in March at $5.87¾ per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat, it's up 1¼ cents at $5.81¼. Dry U.S. winter wheat regions have seen some snowfall. That's reducing dryness and winter kill concerns. However, the Black Sea wheat area is still dry and lacking snow cover, with temperatures turning colder. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 24th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.